Betsy and Thomas here for the American Intelligence Media. Thomas is here with me, and I was describing to him earlier that I had read an article about someone who made a ton of money in the stock market and stuff because they happened to know what Trump was going to do in terms of whatever action was going on in the Strait of Hormuz. And I said, you know, wow, I wish I knew what Trump was doing. I could make money off that too. I thought about his kids, Eric and John Don Jr., and how you're always reading about how they're making all this money. And you go, off of what? And I was asking Douglas if there's a way to see this of what's going on. It's almost like they don't need the war to be settled, whatever, if it is a war, because sometimes it's a war and sometimes it's not. It is the unsettlingness of this conflict that's actually making money for the bankers, the brokers, and the bettors, because the insiders will know what Trump feels the next day, so they're betting on that, whereas the outsiders have no clue what's going on. And then we're looking at the banks all collapsing. They're all short cash. The derivatives everywhere are being exposed. So I wonder if that's what we're going to see. Wars and rumors of wars, but they're not really wars, that extract money from this new kind of derivative.
Well, they do derivatives on everything, from insurance policies to car policies to houses to anything. Anything where money flows, they do derivatives, and derivatives are just simply betting. Now, what's happening in the Straits of Hormuz? We've explained this before. We'll explain it again, maybe a little better this time. We don't need a speck of oil coming out of Iran. We have never gotten oil coming out of Iran. So that's all a big lie.
Well, for Americans.
The price is going up at the stations. That's gouging. But that's not gouging. That's Trump paying off the big oil companies. Because the big oil companies are in the foreign countries that do have everything to do with the oil needed in those nations. But that's not America. That's corporations. And so this is basically Trump making markets in the corporate oil world. Now, why is that? Because Ukraine was always about the two large oil fields there that they have yet to tap into, and the five pipelines going across Ukraine, and the Nord Stream 1 and 2. What's happening with the Straits of Hormuz? Well, that is about choking China, okay? And it's also about exactly what Trump pointed out from day one of his first administration, which was he's going to get the Sunnis on his side, and they're going to go to war with the Shiites, okay? Iran is the Shiites. The Sunnis, they hate each other. They want to kill each other just as much as Muslims wish to kill Christians, just as much as so many of these religions just simply wish to kill other people because of supposed religious idealism, which is complete nonsense, seeing that the very churches themselves and the organizations, they don't follow those ideals. So, Strait of Hormuz. Okay, who gets the oil? That would be Russia, believe it or not, Syria, and China, and India, all the places that are gouging us for tariffs. So now all Trump has, why doesn't he just blow up every single hotspot that you can see from a satellite in full spectrum warfare? Every single boat that starts to go towards another boat in the Strait of Hormuz could be laser tagged and blown up, just like the drug boats are being blown up in Cuba and Venezuela. And just like we stole all the boats coming out of Venezuela that were supposed to go, that's the darkest crude there is. Without that, you can't make jet fuel. We stole all that when we took over, basically, Venezuela. And notice what's happening. The big deals are now happening with the oil companies there who are getting the concessions in Venezuela. That's what it's all about.
So these higher prices of gas at the pump, are we the people paying for this conflict over there?
We're paying, as you say, the derivatives to the big oil companies. Yes. Why? Because they are losing money themselves, because basically, if you just sit still and you don't move oil, then you lose money. Okay. Now, that's not even the big issue. The big issue isn't even oil. It's insurance. This is a war against the maritime laws created by the British and the Dutch, and then have come to be called the they're basically just a handful of globalist rules. So that's how they run things now, administrative rules based upon affecting the economy, which would be tariffs, currency exchange, how you buy large amounts of oil in what kind of currency and so on. That's what it's all about. So Trump is winning big time, but he's also cheating big time because he's basically, he's merchandising the White House and his brand, as he said, even before he came back the second time, his brand is going to take over the world. That's his new little group, the Peace Council. That's nothing more than a Trump brand. Now, remember, they've gotten deal after deal after deal, multi-billion dollar deals to build Trump hotels in some of the places that Trump needed to be on his side. But remember, they're not on Trump's side because the Shiites in Iran are bombing the Sunnis in the UAE and in Qatar. And remember that the Houthis are all supported by Iranian money. So it's the same thing. It's the Shiite money. Even Hezbollah money, and then look at Syria. It's all gone into full-scale war of all against all. We are here, folks. We are at the apocalypse. This is the apocalypse of oil, because they had tried to convince the world before that there's a thing called peak oil, that they know how much oil's in the ground, and therefore they had to raise the prices on oil, because there's only a limited amount. That's a lie. That's a complete lie. That's now been proven. You never hear anyone say peak oil anymore, ever, because the oil fields do not run out. That's nonsense. Now, who is getting this oil? Well, remember, when Biden became president, first thing he did is he sold, believe this or not, this is unbelievable, he sold our oil reserves to our enemies, to all our enemy countries. Cheap. And then he bought that oil, which is 27% of the oil in a yearly use in America. He bought it all from Russia. And then he wants to act like he doesn't like Russia. He doesn't like Putin. No, those are all lies. There's so many lies that it's hard to get through it. But the oil is the Straits of Hormuz are held up until what? Anybody know why that's It's not moving forward and Trump's lying?
Because all his buddies are making money betting on whether he's going to open it or close it.
Correct. But, and he is controlling now, the British control insurance for ships the sea.
Yeah.
It's gone. Mm-hmm. It's dead. Okay? That just killed the entire, what would you call it? This is what was building the economic system of the City of London was the British insurance companies that insured things that they also then destroyed or kept going.
Can I say something?
And it was all manipulated, and that basically is like insurance derivatives.
I know, I was just going to say that, because if you look at the British, their ships, and with all due respect to the English friends that we have over there, we know you're fighting the battle as hard as we are against the enemy, which is like a global swamp over there. But anyway, their battleships are in terrible condition. Have you seen them? So what did they do? They didn't invest in their physical navy. They figured out, hey, if we get into the insurance game, maritime insurance, oh, we'll make a hell of a lot more money than having a fleet of ships.
So Russia and China were getting their oil from Iran. They don't get it now. So what did Russia do? They gave ICBMs that Iran didn't have to them that have multiple warheads. Now, the rumor is that they launched 22 of them at Israel recently. Nobody's talking about that in Israel, and nobody's talking about the destruction. But you did hear that there were some cities in Israel that were just blown up, and a lot of their facilities were blown up. And they're not saying why. That's because Russia's mad that Trump is holding up the oil. If he holds up the oil there, which he's doing on purpose, because he could bomb the snot. He already bombed the snot out of the Iranian Navy. Okay, it's at the bottom of the it's at the bottom of the ocean. He's bombed the snot out of the Houthis. Oh, but now all of a sudden there's all these independent drones that are flying. And now you hear that Iran, though we never knew that before, is the largest maker of drones in the world, especially small, hand-controlled drones. Okay, well, they don't have much impact. So a lot of these things are just fantastic lies. Remember the 400 drones that Iran slowly was attacking Israel with, and every one of them was blown out of the air and not one single person was hurt. But now they have drones that can attack ships. You even hear, and supposedly it's been covered up, that we have had attacks on three of our naval destroyers that were significant with these Iranian things, these drones and these small speedboats. Complete and absolute nonsense. There's no drone in the sky. They say that these drones are undetectable from satellites. No such thing. And every single battle cruiser has the capability of being able to track anything flying from a bird to a drone.
What kind of munitions are on a drone?
They also have rail guns. They have laser, new lasers. They have all kinds of devices, to diffuse microwave transmitter, you name it. They have 1,000 devices that could stop what they say is happening that's causing the straits to get held up. No, the straits are held up for one reason alone, because Trump can't get all the countries that are going through those straits to sign on his insurance line. That's his. His. It will be his. He will be the ruler of the seas and the ruler of the land.
And the Board of Peace.
And the Board of Peace, of course, is an excuse for Gaza. But no, look, Gaza has not just been bombed. They've taken bulldozers and leveled it so that it's nothing but dirt. And the whole cities are gone. Okay, so this isn't a war. This is a clearing for a building project. And the battle is between Netanyahu and Trump. And that's why you see all the crazy things going on there. And why Trump says this is no longer a war. We're not fighting the war for Israel. No, not any longer. Because when Netanyahu bailed on Trump's plan for Gaza and doesn't want to acknowledge that Trump will be the king of the world through the peace board, Netanyahu is now on the outs. And that's why they voted three times to get rid of him. And they refuse to stop his four or five different lawsuits, all of which are bribes. You know, these are incidental ones compared to the big bribes of the British Petroleum for the Mediterranean Basin oil, which is what the real war is about. The instability in the Levant, including Iran, Iraq, Syria, Lebanon, even Jordan now, Israel, Palestine, that's all about the oil in the Mediterranean Basin. You don't hear one word about it. Well, that's how good they're covering it up. So what is Trump doing? He learned in his first administration all of the rat lines of where money flows. And just like the Bushes before him, like the Obamas before him, like the Bidens before him, you get in the White House and it's all about graft. It's all about grifting. It's all about stealing. It's about putting up tax booths. So what has Trump done? He's merchandised everything, including his wife, cell phones. By the way, the people who ordered the gold cell phones, yeah, none of them have gotten them yet, okay? How about the gold coins?
And,
yeah, and nobody's got those yet.
And the coinage, all of it. And the stupid, I mean, you have to be kidding, a gold statue of himself at Mar-a-Lago.
That is the ultimate. That, you know, they make reference to
it. Cults make statues out of gold for their leaders.
A gold calf. That's what the Israelites again and again went away from God to worship the gold calf. What is the gold calf? What is a gold Trump statue? That is a idol to Mammon, because gold represents money. And money in this age is not money. It isn't human work. It is a substance to be manipulated, and that's why the Trump family has made a fortune off of their crypto coin investments, because he knew what the government would do. Now, who is the greatest insider on all things? That would be, of course, the president, because he has executive order power. But then in the House, where they control the money, and in the Senate, where they control the oversight of all of that, they all are insider traders. They're all illegally trading. There's no such thing as a person in D.C. in their second or third term that doesn't have an offshore account. And by the way, this is coming out again and again with all the offshore accounts for politicians. And But we've seen what's happening. Is Trump following through on anything? No, not unless it's personal. This is his revenge administration. He's going after people, but he won't really go after the system because he's using the system for his own aggrandizement, self-aggrandizement. That's just a fact, folks. I mean, it's so obvious, it's ridiculous. And he doesn't trust anyone. There's no one, not Marco Rubio, not anyone that Trump trusts that he is telling what he's doing. Why? Because this is just another real estate deal to him. And what does he tell you in his books? You jack around the person that you're doing the deal with. That's the reason that, you know, everyone always say, oh, he's the king of the deal, king of the deal. Why? Because he had intelligence information. He didn't tell anybody until he sits down at the table, and he's the king of the deal because he then pulls out the information that crushes them. Because every country in the world owes us money if they are part of the UN, period. If they're part of the World Bank, the International Monetary Fund, the BIS, they owe us untold billions. We've stopped counting how much we've given to Ukraine. Remember when Trump was going crazy about, no, it's almost $300 billion we've given them that they don't have to pay back? Well, that's continued, folks, for another 2 years. So how much have we given Ukraine? That's the number one corrupt place in the world. Now, in Iran, remember, the CIA, which is the British, and of course it was particularly the British because they're the ones who wanted the oil. They got Iran. France and Britain got Iran. Iraq was a flip of the coin. Saudi Arabia came to us, America. And we jacked those countries around by stealing most of their oil, thinking there was peak oil. Now that we know there is not peak oil, and they now have, just think of this in the last few years, when all these wars started. Why? Because those countries got control after all the years after the end of World War II. The treaties separated, split up those countries, divided them up, and who would have control over them? That is all over. And so there's no more controls. So it's a war. And who is the war against? Whoever has the most money. It's billionaires against billionaires. So remember, who's Trump's best friends? Oh, no, let's go back. Who are the Bush's best friends? Oh, those would be oil-rich sheiks in those countries I've mentioned. Who became the Clintons' best friends? Well, that would be China and Russia, who we sold everything out for manufacturing to, as well as oil, as well as all of our uranium, China and Russia. And then what happened to the Obamas? Oh, well, they sold us out to basically the plan of the UN, which is really the British plan, which is the overthrow of America. And no one moved that forward any faster than our fake president, Barack Obama. But anyway, they all have their inroads. Remember when Bush, Daddy Bush, was no longer the president? Last deal he did was sell two dead gold mines to, they're now the two of the biggest producing gold mines in the world, but they don't produce any gold. It's all paper gold. These are the deals. He sold them to Halliburton, and then Halliburton sold them to another company. So this is what the presidents do. So what is Trump doing? Everything he can all at once because he knows that he's on his last leg. The man's on his way out, folks. I mean, come on. That's why he's getting the blood injections. That's why he's got these many medical problems. They all lie about the president's physical health. So if you think that's the truth, that's mistaken. So the Straits of Hormuz, here's what's going to happen. The second Trump said it was closed, oil went up. He said it was open, it went down. He says it's closed, they say it's closed, he says it's open, so it's wavering. What's happening? Every single moment that it's closed, China is collapsing, and so is Russia. Now, Russia has lots of oil, but they have more than they can possibly use. But at the same time, they still ship tremendous amounts of oil out of Iran because they're the ones who gave them their nuclear power plants. If you want to talk about nuclear weapons in Iran or ICBMs in Iran, if these new reports are true, and I've now heard it from numerous sources, yes, Russia is the worst enemy that we have in Iran. And the second worst enemy is China, because 65% of China's oil comes from Iran. And remember, $86 billion of Russian oil, when the Ukrainian oil battle started, the war, sold to China. Since then, Russia sold nothing to China. Anyone notice that? And they sold it in rubles and in yen and minyabi, Chinese and Russian currencies. Okay, that's only happened once and it's never going to happen again. And right now, Russia doesn't have that oil to sell and China needs it so desperately. Every single day that the strait is closed, Russia's first off bankrupt. They've also lost probably a fourth of their entire population. Part of it is because they've killed, 4 to 6 million of the Uyghur people and anybody who doesn't agree with them, and with their credit system, their social credit system. Do you understand that the crime, almost every crime in China, the punishment is death? So if you were caught with social credit crime because you were on an app they didn't like when they had police on the street and they would actually be, they would stop the people on the street. You could see films of this. And they would check their phones. And if they were using an app that the Chinese government didn't like, they were put in prison. Well, when you go in prison in China, nobody feeds you except your family. If your family doesn't feed you, you die. How many people went to jail? Untold amounts of people. And then when Chinese banks, the five largest Chinese banks, went belly up and couldn't have any money to give people, and the people who were still, you know, whose money were in those banks, when they started complaining, they rounded them all up. That's why you see empty streets in China.
Plus, you have depopulation going on in China anyway. Will there be any Chinese left?
China is collapsing as fast as you can possibly shake a stick. Russia's collapsing. Putin has been hiding in a bunker, and he's been killing off his people who would like to take his position. We've seen this again and again in the last 5 years. So Russia is not going to last. Zelensky, well, who do you think gave all the bombs that Zelensky's sending deep into Russia now? That's the European Union. That's against NATO. NATO doesn't exist anymore. If Trump wishes to end it, it's ended. It's already ended. He's pulling the troops out of 50,000 troops out of Germany because Germany now has 100,000 standing man army. They've started the conscription again. They've started the draft again. Britain has started the draft again. France has started the draft again. France is gone. European Union is gone. So Trump knows he is the friggin' king of the world because he's controlling the economy. And right now, the economy still stupidly is controlled by oil. So what he's doing, he started all the pumping again in America. Now, the lawsuits have tried to stop him with the offshore, but it hasn't stopped the onshore. And now we are so flush with oil and petroleum that raising the price one penny at the gas pump is gouging.
Well, tell me, this is the bottom line. What are we, the people, going to do down here about these damn prices on gas?
There's nothing you can do. We have become dependent upon these things. It's like people who are dependent on smoking a cigarette. If you started before you were 12, they knew this. This is the way they were designed. You can't stop. 99% certain. You rewired your brain. You can't.
No, but we need to call out these corporations for gouging us when we know that the oil is plentiful and this stupid game that's being played on us.
The government gives the biggest tax breaks to the oil companies when they make the most money. Right now, Chevron and one other company in Venezuela, they got the contracts, which I told you are going to be the biggest contracts there are, maybe, certainly in the last decades. And also the gold. I told you about the gold. I forget which company got that contract. So once you beat up a country in a war, and we had a war with Venezuela, though no one really wants to notice that, and we did the most ridiculous thing. We went in and captured their leader, And we, of course, now are taking out all their voting machines, because that's where OPTEC was started. And so they, the next votes in Venezuela, will they will elect the CIA-chosen leader of Venezuela, who will continue the contracts with all the biggest companies in America. The biggest companies in America went to Venezuela. The biggest companies in the world are oil companies, and they are making a killing off of this. But I'm telling you, that doesn't matter. That is a drop in the bucket compared to maritime insurance. Insurance on those boats, because what happens if one single oil tanker springs a leak? $1 billion lawsuit. So you have to have insurance that covers multi-billions of dollars for every single tanker. And how many are sitting there in the Strait of Hormuz? And then they're saying that, you know, that Iran is attacking them. That's complete. Any attacks on any ship in the Straits of Hormuz are being allowed by Donald Trump. And that's the reason he had to can and so many military leaders, especially admirals and generals, have left. They retired. They got out because they know that this is an economic war. It has nothing to do with the rules of engagement. This isn't a war. This is not a war at all. And it isn't a CIA war, because the CIA war would have gone in as they did when they overthrew the government in Iran some 40-some years ago, and put in Muslims that they thought they could control, which they couldn't control. Why? Because every imam is independent. The supreme leader supposedly tells every imam, Shiite imam, what to do. No, they do what they want. The supreme leader tells the Iranian guard what to do. In other words, the military. But hey, look at this. Here's how simple it is. Think this through, okay? Almost none of the military leaders in Iran have a beard. Does that mean anything to you? They're not Muslims. So why are they following the supreme leader? For money. Because John Kerry, because the Stork family, because of so many Americans that went there and turned it into a CIA headquarters to rip off the country. But at the same time, they had to allow them to supposedly develop a nuclear weapon, because if you're a Muslim, your whole life is simply committed to creating a hegemony of Islam in the world, which means you only have one choice. All other people must become followers of Islam or they must die. And so, of course, they want nuclear weapons because they want to kill their enemies. Israel's just one of them. And they want to kill them all. And so do you think that the CIA would let that happen? Well, who do you think brought the nuclear material, the purifiers for the uranium, and put in the two nuclear power plants in Iran? Not Britain, not France. They're the two biggest promoters of that in the world. No. It was Russia. So when Russia came in, of course, Russia is the biggest dealer in uranium in the world. And they actually work with the British hand in hand through Rio Tinto to control the uranium, which controls the whole nuclear myth. And why haven't any nuclear bombs been dropped? If Pakistan had a nuclear bomb, they would have dropped it on India and vice versa. Period, 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 period. If a nuclear bomb could be stolen, a dirty bomb, North Korea would have stolen it, right? Because they have ICBMs that they got from Ukraine when the Ukraine downgraded all of their nuclear missiles. So this is all show. Mark my words. It's hard to follow, but if you can notice when everyone agrees to Trump's insurance plan for all ships on the sea, because Lloyd's of London and the other, maritime insurance company. It's been around forever. They are the ones who created the first banks in America. it was the money from insuring ships that the very insurance company would sink sometimes, or say they sunk, or that's what the wars between the British East India Company and the Dutch East India Company were about. And the reason the Hanseatic League was destroyed by those two. It's about war on the sea. It's about trading. It's about commerce. And right now, because we have no more religious groups that actually are valid, we don't have any education that's valid in America. We have no cultural morality that actually focuses on truth, beauty, and goodness. No, we have none of that. All we have is an economy. And the economy is ruled by who? Those with the largest amount of money. That money doesn't have to be money. It's assets on paper. And that's what this is all about. That's why the whole silver thing's happening. That's why they have so much fake gold, fake silver, fake, you can buy paper, projections of anything, basically. And then you can take bets on whether or not silver will go up or down in price as a derivative. Oil will grow up or down. Oil will start to flow. Oil won't flow. This means billions of dollars a day are being generated to the richest people in the world, the oil companies, as Trump keeps the Strait of Hormuz closed. See, he could open it at any minute. It never needed to be closed. And for instance, it wasn't closed when the Houthis were trying to do this out of Yemen, and they're right there. They can do it just as easily. Nope. It hasn't been done by anybody, so why do we think that Iran can do it when we just sank every single ship that we know that comes out of any of their ports? No, it's all a lie. So what can we do about oil? You know, it's terrible. They'll say, well, get an electric car. Well, the electric cars, many of those are petroleum-run power plants. So what are you talking about? No, it doesn't save a single penny having electric vehicles. That's complete insanity, as a matter of fact. So what can you do? Well, you can try to live a simple life so that your bio-ark, in other words, your Noah's Ark, your vessel that will withstand the flood will be secure, and that you'll have in it all that you need. That's really what the idea of Noah's Ark is all about. It's all you can do, because you cannot believe. I've given up trying to figure out the truth of what's happening in Ukraine or the truth of what's happening in Iran. I've given up. You can't. It's impossible, because there's more lies and lies within lies and lies within lies within lies. You cannot figure it out. You are being lied to, and all you can do is try to have as much integrity in your own life as you can.
Well, I just want to close by saying I don't accept that as an answer. I saw what we did with these hyperscalers. You know, over a year ago, we saw that utility bills were going up, and what these data centers, the AI data centers were doing. We put people on alert and said, you got to get down to your town halls and city halls and face the local yokels that are voting against your community to put these things in. And have you seen what's happened over the last year? Those town halls are packed. And you know, we know that these locals that are making the voting, we know where they live. They are putting themselves in a very dangerous position to get monetary, whatever they're getting as a benefit, to side with the hyperscaler billionaires instead of their communities. So I'm saying, and the same thing with property taxes, we're fucking fed up with it. And the same groups that are showing up in the town halls are showing people how to show up at the tax assessor's office all around the country. We're tired of it. And we're tired of the oil prices. You know, in California, it's over $7. And here in Michigan and Ohio, up to $5. When we know that we have reserves. And oil is not a scarcity. I know there's some people out there that are still thinking that they come from old dinosaur bones. Well, get over it. It replenishes itself. And it should be as cheap as a bottle of water. Well, I better not say a bottle of water, because they're raising the price on that all the time. But we, the people, need to get in the faces of our legislators, our elected representatives at the local level, and demand that this stop. And this is, I know it looks like a big beast because this is coming from the oil companies, but in the end, they're running scared because the petrodollar days are over. They're running for cover. They are so exposed with the shorts on the stock market everywhere. So don't just let it all collapse, people. Let it all collapse. We'll pick up the pieces and go from there.